Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Happy Tuesday to you. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. So you could be in Montreal, or you could be in San Diego. I love everybody in between there. I hope you're not sitting in traffic. If you are sitting in traffic, screw that traffic. I'm here to have a good time. And that's exactly what I'm going to do for the next 3 hours. This is a 4-hour show. I get started every single weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern time for my folks on the East Coast. 3 p.m. Pacific for my folks on the West Coast. And all my folks in Hawaii and Alaska, I love you too. You know what time the show starts, so just listen. You know how to do math. Anyway, you want to talk to me, it's simple. 855-212-4227. It's 855-212-4227. If you missed last hour of the show, or the last hour, I should say, it's easy. Go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. You can listen to the Infinity Sports Network on your local affiliate, SiriusXM channel 158. And if you got a smart speaker, ask it to play the Infinity Sports Network, and boom, everything pops up. New name, everything the same. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. Thank you so much to our super producer and host, Ryan Hickey. In about 30 to 40 minutes, we're going to have our first NBA play-in game. The Los Angeles Lakers, they are down in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans. The winner, they become the 7th seed in the Western Conference. They automatically advance to take on the 2nd seed in the West. That would happen to be the Denver Nuggets. Yes, the same Denver Nuggets that swept the Los Angeles Lakers last season out of the postseason. Also, later on tonight, the Golden State Warriors will take on the Kings. The winner of this game will take on the loser between the Lakers and Pelicans, and that will basically be an elimination game to get the 8th seed. Tomorrow, we got some action as well. The Miami Heat are going to take on the Philadelphia 76ers, and then in the waste of time game, the Atlanta Hawks will take on the Chicago Bulls. Basically, two teams going nowhere, wasting everybody's time. The 76ers are in a play-in. Why? Because Joel Embiid went down to a meniscus injury, earlier this year in January. Otherwise, the Philadelphia 76ers, they would have been sitting pretty here in the postseason so far with Joel Embiid all throughout the year. To talk about the 76ers, in about 20 minutes, we're going to have a conversation with Keith Pompey. He covers the 76ers for the Philadelphia Inquirer. We're going to learn right out the gate what he believes the 76ers can do in the East. Things look like they are up for grabs here. And so Keith Pompey will join us in 20 minutes. Speaking of Joel Embiid, this was discussed yesterday. We got Team USA's basketball roster. The Olympics are this summer. They're taking place in Paris. And Joel Embiid, he decided to participate on Team USA basketball. And so the team will reportedly include, no surprises here, LeBron James, Kevin Durant, Steph Curry, Embiid, Anthony Davis, Tyrese Halliburton, Devin Booker, Anthony Edwards, Drew Holiday, Bam Adebayo, and Jason Tatum. Now, having said that, Olympic rosters are 12 deep. I just named you 11 players. About 10, 15, 20 minutes ago, do the math, 10 to 15 minutes ago, Jeff Zilgit, he covers the NBA for USA Today. He reports that Kawhi Leonard is the 12th man. I mean, this makes me feel like, we're trying to figure out the bad guy at the end of a whodunit. But basically, Kawhi Leonard is reportedly going to be a part of Team USA Basketball. I got to remind you here, folks. This is the same Kawhi Leonard. People don't know if he's going to be available and healthy when the Clippers take on the Mavs to start the postseason, okay? This is one of the playoff matchups that's actually already set. Kawhi Leonard missed the last 8 games of the regular season with knee inflammation. The Clippers were 4-4, and if you know anything about Kawhi Leonard, he's going to take his time. It doesn't matter if he's playing for the San Antonio Spurs. Doesn't matter if he's playing in Toronto. Doesn't matter if he's with the Clippers. If Kawhi Leonard is not feeling up to it, Kawhi Leonard is not going to risk it and go out there and play. And so this report that Kawhi Leonard is going to be a member of Team USA Basketball, it makes me go, what? Like, I get it. We got to get into June and July, basically, for the Olympics. Game 1 is on Sunday. They don't know if he's going to play then. I'm supposed to think that 2 months from now, this man who hasn't played since March is going to be fine. Kawhi Leonard has had a series of knee issues. Torn meniscus and quadriceps. They couldn't give this nod to somebody else. What is Kawhi Leonard supposed to do for Team USA? Play defense and knock down a mid-range jump shot? Do they not have enough of this? LeBron, Durant, Curry, Embiid, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, Jason Tatum. Like, what are we doing here? And when you think about some of the individuals who were, left off here of Team USA, people are looking at Jalen Brunson. Not necessarily via average, but Jalen Brunson scored more points, more total points than anybody in the NBA this year. Okay, Paul George, I get it. Paul George is old. Nobody's looking at Paul George. You think about Tyrese Halliburton making it over Jalen Brunson. I think that's just a matter of size. Like, Jalen Brunson is going to be the little engine that could forever. That's just what it is. People are looking at what other folks have done, and what he's done is not good enough for right now. You know, it's actually comical as well. I think it was Shannon Sharp sat on television yesterday, a couple of days ago. He basically said that Jalen Brunson is inefficient. And I had to say to myself, how much efficiency or how inefficient are you when you run around dropping 28 points a game, shooting 50% from the field and 40% from three? It's like Jalen Brunson is living in the world and the life of Rodney Dangerfield. No respect. And so Kawhi Leonard gets the last spot. But let's also be honest here. Let's think about this. Is everybody that I just mentioned going to be healthy by the time the Olympics start? Is Kevin Durant going to be healthy? Is Joel Embiid realistically going to be healthy? I mean, we can go up and down a roster, and the answer is probably no. They're going to have some replacements. But some of the dudes who got left off, it's not just Jalen Brunson. Damian Lillard didn't make the team. Kyrie Irving did not make Team USA Basketball. I guess they don't want the distractions. I told you about Zion Williamson. He'll be in action in about 30 minutes from now against the Lakers. He's not there. There's no Donovan Mitchell. There's no DeMar DeRozan. These names sound normal. They sound normal. But Joel Embiid, this man had a choice to play for three different countries. And Kawhi Leonard, are we actually betting on him to be available? Let's see what Team USA's roster really looks like in a couple of months. As of right now, LeBron, Curry, Durant, Embiid, Tatum, Kawhi, Booker, Holiday, Davis, Edwards, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton. Hickey, what do you think about this team? Anybody that you would rip off?
I would like to see, you know, I know it's a different skill set, but I think Jalen Brunson would be a lot better fit than Jrue Holiday. I think Jalen Brunson's absolutely deserving of a spot on that roster. But I do think you make a good point, and why I'm not overreacting right now, even though as we sit here on April 16th, the roster is set, is because, like you said, like the Olympics are not for another 3 months, right, in late July. There's a lot of time, and now with the NBA postseason here, there's going to be a lot of wear and tear on a lot of these players' bodies. And you're talking about, you just named basically half the roster that has been or currently still is injury prone, and would not be a shock. Not rooting for it, obviously, but would not be a shock to hear at least one of those names getting hurt or being unavailable come late July to play for Team USA. So it's one of those teams, JR. Like, if this was 10 years ago, this would be, we could, I think, have a real discussion about if this team was better than the Dream Team. Now it feels like they're chasing something that was, and it's too little too late with a lot of these big names, but on the back ends of their career, also coming off of, it's going to be, I mean, for some, a grueling playoff stretch.
It's almost impossible here when you think about outside of the injuries. You can't leave any of these guys off. Like, these are Hall of Famers. Let's be real, right? And Jrue Holiday, why is he on the list? Because he plays defense. Because he can play point guard. He can bring the ball up the court. He can knock down a shot. And he can play defense. That's why Jrue Holiday is on the team. LeBron James, Hall of Fame. Steph Curry, Hall of Fame. Kevin Durant, Hall of Fame. Joel Embiid, Hall of Fame. If Tatum continues on, he's still early. There's a possibility of him making a Hall of Fame without a shadow of a doubt. Kawhi is going into the Hall of Fame. We don't know about Devin Booker. Holiday probably won't. Anthony Davis definitely is already on the NBA's top 75. Anthony Edwards has Hall of Fame, all-star every year potential. Bam Adebayo, by the time he's done, maybe not. I don't know. And Tyrese Halliburton certainly has the potential as well. Like, these are perennial all-stars, and so it's tough when you really go down the list to leave folks out. I know I mentioned Zion Williamson. Why the hell would Zion be on this list? Not deserving. Stop eating gumbo and, I don't know, figure out your life. We don't need Zion. DeMar DeRozan, sorry. Your time has gone ahead, and it's, quite frankly, it's passed you by. Kyrie Irving, it's simple. Nobody wants no Kyrie Irving headache. Damian Lillard has been injured and doesn't play any defense. Ja Morant, come on now. You trust in Ja Morant to go to Paris? He can't even play. He got a busted up shoulder, which I've heard is still hurting him. Donovan Mitchell, small, doesn't play defense. And I guess Jalen Brunson is the odd man out. I got to be honest. Even if there are injuries, even if folks do go down, I will be pleasantly surprised if Jalen Brunson ends up making the Olympic team. Now, if you had to say, hey, who's going to fall out, JR? Who's not going to stay healthy? Come on now, Joel Embiid? You going to trust him? I mean, even with Kawhi Leonard, I don't trust Kawhi. Anthony Davis, he'll be healthy by then. His injuries don't take but little knick-knack injuries. Anthony Davis will be around. I think most likely to drop out might be Joel Embiid. Probably take a look at Kawhi Leonard. And knowing that both of these are big guys, Joel Embiid, biggest guy, and Kawhi Leonard, the big guy at the forward position, small forward, power forward, I think Mr. Brunson is the odd man out. Let's see what he does with the New York Knicks here in the postseason. The New York Knicks, they don't have Julius Randle. He, Jalen Brunson, has had to lead the way. Is he going to get burned out by the time the postseason gets underway? The Knicks will be in action on Saturday. They got to deal with the play-in to see who they're going to face. Jalen Brunson has done enough. He's proven to be an all-star. He's going to get an extension. But being a part of Team USA Basketball, I don't know. I don't know if that's in his future. I mean, there was a point in time before Halliburton strained his hamstring. People were saying that Tyrese Halliburton was better than Brunson. And I don't know, maybe next year when they're both healthy, hopefully, we'll be able to make that determination. Team USA Basketball, the team is set. Kawhi Leonard picking up the last and final spot. LeBron, Curry, Durant, Embiid, Tatum, Devin Booker, Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, Anthony Edwards, Bam Adebayo, and Tyrese Halliburton, they will be representing Team USA. Good luck. Hopefully they don't go out to Paris and embarrass everybody. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. And speaking of Joel Embiid, we're going to talk to someone who covers this man extensively. Keith Pompey is going to join us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. We're going to ask about Joel Embiid. We're going to get into the postseason. We're going to talk about this play-in game that the Sixers have tomorrow against the Heat. The 76ers are a little bit of a wild card, aren't they? We'll get the tea. We'll get the scoop. We'll get it all from Keith Pompey. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. Folks listening coast to coast, NBA play-in is getting ready to be underway in about 20, 30 minutes. Los Angeles Lakers down in New Orleans taking on the Pelicans tonight. We have the Kings at Golden State. But tomorrow, the East is in action. One of those games, a little bit of a throwaway. The Chicago Bulls taking on the Hawks. Who cares? But then we have another matchup, could call it a grudge match. We have the Miami Heat and Jimmy Butler, who takes his game to another level when the games matter, against the Philadelphia 76ers. And that big man who's dealing with the knee issues, always it feels like, Joel Embiid. To talk about everything Philly, can they sneak up on some teams? Are they healthy? What's the deal? It's time to chat with Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Hey, Keith, thank you for taking the time to hop on.
Hey, man, thanks for having me on.
Without a shadow of a doubt. My first question, Joel Embiid's dropping like 30 points since he's been back. He's only played about 5 games. Friday, he tweaks his knee, doesn't play in the season finale. What's the latest on Mr. Embiid?
You know, Embiid practiced today. He practiced yesterday. You know, the coach said he was a full participant. You know, I expect him to play tomorrow. Now, they have him listed as questionable, but they always have him listed as questionable besides that one time they got fined, right, two times. But yeah, so I do expect Joel to play. You know, he's had what – it's going to be, what, 3 days off the rest. So I fully expect him to play tomorrow.
Well, Keith, we saw him win an MVP last year, and then we saw the Sixers get eliminated. What's the vibe from Sixers fans? What's the city's vibe when it comes down to Embiid? Is there hope? Is there optimism? Is there cautious optimism, skepticism? What's the city's vibe?
You know what? He's had such a great season this year to where, you know, he was putting up numbers that they haven't seen or the people in the league haven't seen since Wilt Chamberlain. So the vibe was like, okay, this is it. Okay, this is the year. He's going to get it done, right? But then when he tweaked his knee that last game or on Friday's game, I was like, here we go again. He's injured again. So I think that people were extremely excited, but now they're a little cautious. You know what I mean? It's kind of like they're waiting for the bottom to drop out, so to speak, but they're extremely cautious, and they hope that everything goes well. But it's one of those things where, it's like we can't get into a postseason without Embiid being injured. So that's kind of like what everybody's talking about.
And Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. When you think about what this team can max out at, obviously they have to get past the Miami Heat tomorrow. Do you feel confident that they'll do so with Embiid out there?
Yeah, I think with Embiid out there, I'm not 100% confident, you know what I mean? Because I think it's going to be a tough match. And a lot of times, whenever you think the Sixers are going to definitely do something, is when they go the opposite direction. But I do think that if everything plays well, like if Embiid is like 90%, right? And if Maxey is hitting some shots, I think they're going to be tough to beat. I really do.
Well, Keith, being the fact that you cover the Sixers day in and day out, what was that final situation with Jimmy Butler in Philadelphia? We know he was there, and now he's with the Heat. Is he still holding a grudge on how things went down?
I think he uses it as motivation, you know what I mean, to when he gets there. But I think that he's looking at Miami now like that's a way better situation. You know, I mean, I grew up in Philly, and not a knock against Philly. I love my city. But if you had to tell me I had to live in Miami or live in Philadelphia, I mean, I'm hopping on the first plane going to, you know, South Florida. Now that, you know, especially like no state income tax, the whole nine, right? So, but I think he uses that motivation. And then, you know, a lot of people say they go back with the Tobias Harris over me. Well, it was never really Tobias Harris. They chose actually Ben Simmons over you, you know. So Tobias ended up getting the money, but it was really they chose Ben Simmons over him. So that was a crazy situation, but, you know, it was, you know, it got a little added on some things that wasn't actually true, you know, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philadelphia Inquirer. The East, I don't want to say it's kind of – it's messy right now. The Celtics sit at number one. Everybody's waiting on them to get over the hump, and some of their late-game executions, funky. The Bucks, Giannis, they don't know his status right now. The New York Knicks, they're under – or shorthanded, I should say, with no Julius Randle. Do you think this is probably the best-case scenario for a returning Embiid and Sixers?
It is, though. But you know the crazy part about it, though? I mean, it sounds great. But the deal is the two teams that outside of Boston that I fear the most for them is Miami because of, you know, we talked about Jimmy and Spoelstra's a great coach. And the New York Knicks look phenomenal. You know, so if the New York Knicks are anything like they were the last couple seasons, where they basically played better in the regular season than they did in the postseason. You know what I mean? It just seemed like their stuff kind of dropped off. Yeah, this is great for the Sixers because then the second round will probably be against Milwaukee and Indiana, right? And then that's setting up something for them to go far. Now, I don't see that. I don't think that they can beat Boston, but I think that if Joel Embiid can stay healthy, because that's the key. You know, as much as good as he is, like when you take him off that team, they look like a lottery squad. If you're going to be real, right? But when he plays, they are a formidable foe. Guys fit in well. They play well together. But it's all about Joel. Now, if he can stay healthy and if he can play at that level like he was playing at in the regular season, I do think that they'll eventually beat New York, maybe in six games. They'll beat Miami tomorrow. And I think that, you know, they're setting themselves up to play the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
Well, Keith, I certainly hope that this bears fruit. It just really sucks, just as a basketball fan, to have to talk about an MVP, a premier player, and it's always if he's healthy, if he's healthy, if he's healthy. I don't think there's a human being who thinks that he's going to, quote-unquote, get better as he ages. And if I were a Sixer fan, I'd be looking at this like, oh, my God, we had Ben Simmons, and then he crapped out physically and mentally. And then we have this giant, and we got him for what? What is he under contract for? Another 3 years definitely after this with Embiid?
Yeah, three more. Yep, for three more, maybe. I think a little over 150 mil, too. Yeah.
But the team around him, it just, he has to, like you said, he has to be there. I feel like I'm waiting for the house to come down when it comes to waiting on Embiid to stay healthy.
Yeah, and that's the problem, right? You know, it's one of those things where, you know, some people just have bad luck, right? Some people play hard, then they dive and they do stuff like that. And he's a big guy. And it just seems like, you know, whenever, like, this was going to be the first year that Embiid went without serious injuries. And, you know, you think of it. And then all of a sudden his knee starts acting up. And I'm talking about before he tore his meniscus, you know, against Golden State.
Right.
But it's tough, man, because, you know, you see how good he is. I mean, you see how good the guy is. But at the same time, it's like all of us, even the reporters, everybody's thinking like, uh-oh. Like every time he hits the floor, you're like, is he going to get up? What's going to happen? You know what I mean? It's just it's tough to watch. It's tough to cover. Because he's such a great player, but he's never been able to fully live up to what he can do just because he's always been battling injuries. Even when you think he's healthy, he's battling something. He's just not telling you, you know?
Yeah, the story of what will be presumably the rest of his career. Keith Pompey is here with us from the Philly Inquirer. Someone who battled injuries, no one will take anything away from him, is Allen Iverson. We saw that statue go up last week outside of the practice facility. A couple of questions. I know a lot of people were laughing out the size of the statue, but it was in line with the rest of the statues out at the facility. Why are the statues at the facility as opposed to the arena?
Yeah, that's a great question, but everyone always asks that because they don't own the arena. So they're basically renting the property. It's the Flyers Arena. So when they did this, it was of the belief that you would have it there because when the players walk into where they walk into the employees' entrance or the players' entrance, you basically see all these sculptures. And, you know, like, and then you come in there in the building and you see the retired jerseys and you see the banners, championship banners. So it is kind of sort of like, look, this is what we had in the past. And, you know, Maxi and Embiid, like, you know, you guys are going to be the next two or among the next two. So that's why they have it there. And you know, it's unfortunate, like, you know, if they would have had their own arena and they owned their own arena, you know, it would be one of those things that, you know, they probably will be, instead of sculptures, be, you know, big life-size statues outside of the building. Now, there's a lot of them, though. It's 10 of them, so I don't know if you have 10 statues outside the arena, but there's a lot of them, though. Everyone who made the Hall of Fame or won championship, stuff like that, you know, they're outside that building.
Well, Keith, last question. And speaking of the guy who just got his and Allen Iverson, I know it's taken years for the full appreciation. And I know you even had an article about hopefully Allen, you know, being at peace. It feels like that. I mean, every time you hear, you see him, you don't hear anything else outside of that. He's not sitting around on everybody's blog, and he just seems to be at peace. What's the latest that you hear about Allen Iverson and what he's up to?
You know, it's weird. Like, it's funny. You know, the worst kept secret is that he wanted to get a job working for the Sixers, and it's kind of like, you know, that didn't happen. But Nick Nurse is a guy who wanted him around to be like a, he wants him around to be like a mentor, so to speak, to the players. So that's what he is. Whenever he comes around, he's always in Tyrese Maxey's ear, you know, Embiid's ear, other guys' ear, and basically saying, look, you got to be aggressive. You got to do this. You got to do that. You know, give him pointers and whatnot. But, you know, to me, it's kind of like Allen Iverson has turned into being the best fan in the world. And what I mean, a fan of basketball, because every time you talk to him, it's like, you got to say to him, dude, you're Allen Iverson, because he's always praising another player. Like, yo, I love his game. He's this, he's that. And he's going up to players like, hey, I'm a big fan of yours. And the guys are looking at him like, dude, you're Allen Iverson. Like, I wear your jersey. Like, what are you talking about? But that's just who he is. It's like, it seems like he comes to the game, he has his friends, and he's sitting back and just being a fan of the Sixers, and not just the Sixers, but other players, you know, other teams. So that's what he's really been up to, man, like enjoying life.
For a lot of his ups and downs since he was a kid, I think it's pretty cool that hopefully he is enjoying that to the fullest right now. Hey, Keith, thank you for taking the time to hop on. Let's see what these Sixers do throughout the course of the postseason. I like you. I think they're going to get rid of the Heat tomorrow, but we got to see. And, of course, it boils down to the 7'1", 7'2", man, right?
Yeah, a lot boils down to him, because I'm no offense, and I get it. Everybody's saying how good they are, but when you take him off that team, they lose a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, without a shadow of a doubt. Keith, where can people follow you and all your work with The Enquirer?
You can follow me at TheEnquirer.com, of course, but you can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at Pompey on Sixers, P-O-M-P-E-Y on Sixers.
Hey, Keith, thank you again for taking the time to hop on. We'll catch you on down the line, okay?
All right, thanks for having me on, man.
No doubt about it. That Keith Pompey of the Philly Enquirer. You are listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, everything boils down to Joel Embiid, and it seems like his body just betrays him all the time, and I think this just might be his basketball lot in life. We're going to take a break, and when we come back on the other side, I'm going to tell you about the player of the week. We'll get to that. And speaking of injuries, there's a player, an NBA player, who decided to hang him up and call it a career today. I'll fill you in on who that is on the other side of the break. We have some NFL draft updates as well, as we are only about a week away. There's so much to do.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. Thank you so much to Keith Pompey of the Philadelphia Inquirer for joining us in our last segment. As we all know, man, there's a lot of times, well, I mean every time, that I think about Joel Embiid and I just go, is he going to be healthy? The Philadelphia 76ers are going to take on the Miami Heat tomorrow. The winner of that game automatically advances to the playoffs to take on the second-seeded New York Knicks. And Joel Embiid, every minute of the game, you just got to hold your breath. You don't know if Joel Embiid is going to be healthy, if he's going to fall apart. And so thank you again to Keith Pompey for talking to us about the Sixers and where they could go. Everything always depends on the health of Joel Embiid. And taking on the Miami Heat, Jimmy Butler, a little something to prove. it won't necessarily be the easiest of matchups. Meanwhile, down in New Orleans, they are already underway about halfway through the first quarter, and the Los Angeles Lakers and the Pelicans are currently playing it close. 19 to 18, the Lakers currently lead the Pelicans. Whoever wins this game tonight automatically advances into the playoffs as the seventh seed, where the Denver Nuggets will be waiting for them. We'll keep you up to date on this game as it continues on. Later on tonight, we have the Sacramento Kings and the Golden State Warriors. And I'm going to get into the NFL draft in a bit. But just kind of running off of the theme that we just discussed with Keith Pompey about the health of Joel Embiid, it's crazy. Earlier today, we got a statement from Blake Griffin. Yes, one of the biggest high flyers that the NBA has ever seen. Blake Griffin let everybody know that he is stepping away from the game of basketball. At the age of 35 years old, he just turned 35, he's done. It feels like yesterday. He was selected number one overall in 2009. He played all those years with the Clippers until 2018, couldn't get over the hump, had knee surgery with the Pistons, and finished up with the Nets, was a solid role player for the Boston Celtics last year, six-time All-Star, slam dunk champion, Blake Griffin dunking over cars. Unfortunately, injuries ate him up. He didn't have that bounce that he had when he came into the league. A matter of fact, a lot of people don't remember this. Blake Griffin was missing a lot of that bounce because he missed his first year due to injury. Blake Griffin's rookie year was already cooked because of a surgery that he needed on his kneecap, a fracture. He was done. We didn't see him until, quote-unquote, his second season. And so Blake Griffin is done. And a lot of what we've seen more recently is Blake Griffin actually being a comedian. He's a role player at the end of his career. And it was hilarious because a few years ago, Blake Griffin actually joked about retiring. And he did it in a Funny or Die skit because Blake Griffin, well, he likes stand-up. Listen to this from Funny or Die. This was a few years ago where Blake Griffin talked about retiring. Listen.
Welcome back to Sports Show. I'm Kenny Mayne. We're going to take you live to a previously unscheduled press conference where Pistons forward Blake Griffin is addressing the media. Nobody's quite sure what this regards, but I have a pretty solid guess.
I'd like to formally announce my retirement from the world of comedy.
Okay, I wasn't even close.
Ultimately, I really wanted to spend more time focusing on what was important to me, the career that I should be really paying attention to.
Blake, don't say music. Don't do it.
My music.
Seriously?
To clarify, I will continue to play basketball. Otherwise, the basketball people will stop paying me.
Well, the basketball people, they stopped paying him because he's done. He decided to hang him up. Blake Griffin wrote a letter. He says, I never envisioned myself as the guy who would have a letter to basketball retirement announcement, and I'm still not going to be that guy. But as I reflected on my career, the one feeling I kept coming back to and the one thing I wanted to express was thankfulness. He's thankful for all the good things. He also said he's thankful for the not-so-good moments, the losses, the injuries, the way too many surgeries. He says, the game of basketball has given me so much in this life, and I wouldn't change a thing. Last but not least, here comes the obligatory, I'm excited for my next chapter part. Just kidding. I'm done. Thank you, Blake Griffin. So a little bit of comedy there for Blake Griffin. One of the most explosive dunkers, one of the most exciting players that the NBA has ever seen. And his dunks, as bad as the Clippers were and as bad as they never won a damn thing, even after they got Chris Paul, you can't take away from some of those. And they were only seconds that he just made an entire arena just lose their minds. I think about that dunk over Kendrick Perkins. I think about destroying Pau Gasol twice. I forgot the Knicks. There was a center on the New York Knicks, or maybe that was DeAndre Jordan. trying to figure out. There was a Russian center, and they both destroyed him. Just seemed like on a daily basis, even though they only played twice a year, Blake Griffin had a lot of victims. I think Pau Gasol and Perkins might have gotten the worst of it. Hickey, do you have a favorite Blake Griffin moment?
Favorite Blake Griffin moment. I guess to be sort of cliche, I do still, this burns my mind, him jumping over the car in the dunk contest. Because I like the dunk contest, but it's lost for me creativity. That was still a time where there was creativeness plus athletic ability. So that's kind of the one that, as you reflect on the career, I know it's obviously not in a game setting, but that's the one that really sticks with me the most.
Yeah, jumping over that Kia. I actually think that night where he did that, they even had a choir that came out along with Blake Griffin to hype that up, and Kenny Smith was bigging it up. And if I remember also, Baron Davis, did he throw him an alley-oop out of the roof, the sunroof?
You know, I think you are right about that. I think that was part of the trick.
I'm trying to understand, and it's way too gone. And you know, Kias are, there's a lot of Kias on the road here in the States. I wonder if Kia got a good bump out of that. Like, we never saw that before. We saw, one guy jump over another human being, but I can never recall a car. And a lot of people found it to be gimmicky. I don't care. The dunk contest needed something at that point in time. And here's another conversation that I saw had. It's a stupid one. I'm not going to have it here. People are talking about Blake Griffin. It's like, hey, Blake Griffin going into the Hall of Fame. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like, is that what we're doing now? I understand that everybody gets into everybody's Hall of Fame. But is that what we're doing right now? Please help me out. Hickey, if you know something, please chime in. What the hell has Blake Griffin done over his almost 15 years in the NBA? What the hell did he do to go into the Hall of Fame? Anything? Did I miss something?
Play basketball, which I'm pretty sure in the Basketball Hall of Fame is the only requirement you need to do in order to make the Hall of Fame. Forget about all-star games, championships, all NBA teams, longevity, points, rebounds. You play, you're basically in.
Blake Griffin could barely stay healthy long enough to get to a postseason. And when he got to the postseason, the team didn't accomplish a squat. Let's be real. If you want to look at the totality of Blake Griffin's career, the biggest accomplishment was him dunking. That's what people are going to remember the most, because there's not that playoff moment. There's not the regular season moment. It's real simple. It's the dunks. And so conversations about Hall of Fame with Blake Griffin, please, shut that one down. Close it. Act like it didn't happen. He had a solid career, a great career, made a lot of money, is famous, can probably go into doing comedy or working in the comedy space if he wants. But the Basketball Hall of Fame up in Springfield, no, that's not for Blake Griffin. Sorry about that. Leave that one alone. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. When we come back on the other side, we're only about a week away from the NFL draft. We're going to talk about some of these draft predictions, give you an update on the Lakers, and somebody else retired yesterday while we were going. I'll update you. Don't move. Infinity Sports Network.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.